Dear fellow believers, in one Lord Jesus Christ, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you all. Amen. The church, please. I would like to base my address to you this morning is recorded in the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 13, reading at the 31st verse. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed. A man took and sowed in his field. This indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a seed, so that the birds of the earth come and lodge in the branches thereof. In Christ, it is indeed a pleasure and great privilege for me to hear the Lord that binds us together in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, during his ministry on earth, took in parable by prophecy, sometimes by clear example. The one in our text is sweet, a parable. We can tell the kingdom of God to a seed, for that matter, to a smallest seed in the farm, the mustard seed. And so, in my address this morning, the Lutheran Church of Nigeria fit quite well in this church. I would like to bring you greetings from your fellow brother of the Lutheran Church of Nigeria. I would also like to bring you my warm greetings from my wife Alice and my three daughters. Heaven, Ibia, and Iban, they heartily greet you in the name of Jesus. We are also thankful to our gracious God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for his continual presence in his churches, which manifests itself in the newness and strength of partnership among our churches this day. We are also grateful to the Aira, this is yes, brethren, for the invitation that they made initially, asked me to visit in the United States and in their midst. And we are also grateful to you and the Board of Missions of the Lutheran Church in Galicia for the honor of inviting me to visit with them. It is then my privilege to speak to you about the ministry of the Lutheran Church of Nigeria, which your father planted like a mortar seed, and which you have continued to nurture and the pressure it grew. I would like to touch on the founding of this ministry in Nigeria, and then on its youth, and then perhaps on its challenges and problems which faced this church with your father's standard and believe. The founding of the Lutheran Church in Nigeria, 43 years ago, the synodical conference of the Lutheran churches in North America accepted to move to Nigeria with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of course, when they reached Nigeria, they did not plan the gospel, and an entirely abiding territory. Before they reached Nigeria, some parts of Nigeria today dominantly occupied by Lutheran had some Christian witnesses from Irish Lutheran society. They called that church the Friday Church. They called it after the name Friday River because many of their missionaries resided along that river, and their operations started there. In either state plan of the southeastern state of Nigeria, private churches were established, but they were not satisfied with the teaching and doctrine of the Irish Lutheran society. As a result, they raised funds and sent one of their sons, Jonathan Gar Aker, who is still living today, to come over to North America and study, and is here to bring back a Christian church that will teach the word of God in truth and purity. That is where we stand today. The Lutheran Church of Nigeria stands on the pure version of the Bible. To God and love Nigeria by something 1928 and enrolled in Emmanuel Lutheran College at Greensboro in North Carolina. While Jonathan was there, he also served as a resource person between his own people in Nigeria and the countries of North America. Through three-led negotiation, the first Lutheran missionaries arrived in Nigeria in April 24, 1936, and started work among the people who had already severed or cut their relationship with the Irish Lutheran society and became the foundation members of the Lutheran Church in Nigeria. Since that time, many missionaries came, many missionaries led us to return to their home. Some are still working with the church today. And the church, as I wrote to you, has become most of these, which we have planted in a small ground in Nigeria, one corner, but now it has spread to almost all parts of Nigeria and has become a big tree where many souls come to shelter for salvation in Jesus Christ. Many souls have been lived for Christ since that time. It's great. The ministry of the Lutheran Church, or the Lutheran mission at that time, as it was called, concentrated among the Igbo of the southeastern state of Nigeria. The mission churches grew from state to state and established schools, churches, hospitals. Then in 1963, these churches organized themselves into a synagogue. and elected the first national president. I am the first president in office. The church has been officially incorporated under the official name of the Lutheran Church of Nigeria. It has now 16 districts, 223 congregations, 41,000 baptized members, with 17,000 communities, 28 national pastors, 14 evangelists, 17 Lutheran Church Missouri missionaries, 89 elementary schools, 2 high schools, 1 teacher training college, 1 seminary, 2 hospitals, and 2 river clinics, a church, and 1 radio recording station. Well, although these schools and hospitals have now been taken over by the government, but in any case, the government has authorized and allowed the church to appoint chaplains to teach in these schools and take care of the dying and the sick in our hospitals. We have also other ministries, like Women's Organization, Youth Ministry, and Bible Translation Logistics Work. Of course, at this time, the church has also some challenges and problems. Number one challenge and problem is shortage of pastors. And for that, the church at the present moment has recruited some dedicated young lay preachers to fill the vacant congregation. When I tell you that we have 28 national pastors, only 11 serve in parish ministry. Others serve as professors in the seminary, others as chaplains to hospitals and schools, boarding schools, others serve in radio ministry. Some serve in Bible Society of Nigeria. The church has also developed a nice program which is on the way to the hope by the grace of God to succeed. That is theological education by extension. The two means which we want to reach people where they are and take the seminary to where lay people are, since we are unable at the present moment to train the hard manufacturer. So we want the lay training ministry to be emphasized in our church today, so that they can feel this certain place. We have also some challenges in the areas of urban ministry. If we recall the human mistake on the part of the early missionaries, who did not, maybe they did not have the vision and the foresight about what Nigeria will be today, so that they can consider the mission effort in the rural areas and the closer to plan churches in the city. Now our big problem is that young Nigerians are moving away each day from the rural areas, from their parents, from their home churches, in the villages, to the city, where they will find jobs and where they think like him swimming with wind. Immediately after the thing, the second invitation in the rural areas, they moved to the city. And the major problem then in the city is that they have no place of worship like this. In all of the cities in Nigeria, with its great development, the northern part of Nigeria has not one thing just here. This is our great challenge, which we have to lay before you for some kind of advice and assistance. Another problem we have in our court to communicate to the people of Nigeria with the sweet message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is language. You know that Nigeria, being a multicultural nation, Christianity is confronted with cultural problems. Language, tribal, and traditional boundaries need to be crossed in our effort to propagate the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because of this, we have some dedicated missionaries from the 11th Church in to try to study the language of our people in one section of the country, Abuja, to reduce the language of these people into writing and to be able to translate the message of salvation in their own language. You wouldn't believe that there are certain places in Nigeria today that have not yet seen the word of God in their own language. Even their own word, their own language has not been reduced to writing. About 45% or 47% of Nigerian population are Muslim, and to these people too, we owe the message of salvation as well as to the children. This is our task to perform. We also have some plans for the future. Our development plan for the future has two factors. We plan to develop cross-cultural ministry, urban ministry, and youth ministry. Another on the list would be to ramp up our theological education with the needs of modern day Nigeria. This one will be done by increasing the enrollment in our seminary, by providing enough and qualified professors, and by raising the level of our seminary accreditation, which we have been in touch already with the two seminaries here in the United States, to see how we can work together as teacher institutions. The church in Nigeria has some needs. We need qualified personnel to be in the different department of our church ministry, such as youth ministry, stewardship, and women leadership. We need transportation for our pastors, who are always up to this time going on bicycles, rusty bicycle attack, to cover many distances. Because of the deed, we have failed to add more students to a pastor, covering great distances. And this we need transportation, such as motorcycles for most of them, and cars for a few of them. We need finances from our partner churches. We need your prayer. We need your suggestions so that we be able to meet the needs. This is your task and my task. Remember what the Lord commanded you when you left this world, when you were crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He commissioned the disciples, do not wait down here. Go and wait in Jerusalem until you are called, you are equipped with two to work with, and you will feel that from 2,000 years ago. Last week, Sunday, just 2 days ago, we celebrated the Holy Pentecost. When Jesus Christ was filled with promise, and sent out his Holy Spirit to guide and direct us in our mission effort and mission task, so the church is today blessing through the Holy Spirit and the sacrament. As the Lord blesses you, brethren, in Christ, because of this very one man, we are one. No matter what situation, no matter what color, because of this very man, we are one. The world is appointed God by falling in the sin, and God by his grace and love will serve the world through Christ Jesus' gracious Son, who shed his blood and died for us and rose again and ascended into heaven for our salvation. May the Lord of this church use brothers together and establish this partnership. Be with us and give us his grace and understanding to work together to the glory of his name and for the salvation of many souls. We pass in Jesus Christ. Amen.